Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 7 after the hour. This is the weekend DJV program, i.e. in this hour, we're going to take all the members of the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, take their thoughts and opinions on the big stories of the week. According to the research done by Talkers Magazine, every week they listen to lots of radio programs on lots of stations and get the gist of what it is that's on our minds as listeners and participants in the conversation. There's a people list that has 10 names on it, story list that has 10 things on it. Sometimes, well, most of the time, they're actually related. When I look at this, sometimes I start at number 10, go to 1, sometimes 1 to 10. Sometimes I pick and choose. I think that the number 10 item this week has some legs. Even though the name of Donald Trump does not appear in the top 10 list this week of people, his launching his own media platform has caused some interest, I guess. I don't know. Is it that it's him? Is it that it's a new platform? What do we think about this? I guess, Jay, I'm interested in how much there's a lot of social media bias that people talk about, and you seem to be on top of our list of go-to people for social media trends. So in terms of Trump, anybody, does it take a name? How hard is it to do this, to get something like this started in terms of what you have to have technically to make it work? Because it seems very complicated. It would be very complicated to me anyway.
I guess I'm not understanding the question.
The question is, does Trump starting his own media platform, is that difficult? Is it easy? Technologically, and to round up people who will come.
Well, he's not starting his own. He's a partner.
Yeah. On the technological side, it's easy. He's like Victoria said, he's not going to be the one doing it. Other people who know how to do this will. And then on the how well will it actually do side, because it's Trump and he has so many supporters, I think that if and when this actually develops, it's going to be a success amongst his supporters.
Yeah, I don't think there's much question about that. It just, I don't know. We've got so much social media now. How much more do you need? Or is he just not visible on anything else?
Well, I think he's not allowed to be on anything.
Well, and that's the point, is if these things are supposed to be considered like vessels of free speech, even though they're private businesses, why are they limiting the speech of mostly conservatives? I mean, you have Louis Farrakhan, who is directly linked to the attack on the Capitol this week, who says very hateful things, who is a racist, he is a bigot, and someone that it was one of his followers was inspired by him to drive through the Capitol, yet he is still on social media and Donald Trump is not. So I think there's a very different level of what's acceptable and what's not. It's very political. And so what's the alternative for conservatives if they're getting blocked all the time for no good reason? Because I have a lot of friends. I myself have had stuff flagged for no good reason. And, you know, where do we go? What do we do? How do we talk to other people? That's, I think, one of the things that half the country is worried about.
Wicked. Yeah, it's a sticky wicket for sure. I mean, Trump, is he the worst guy to come along in a long time? You mentioned Louis Farrakhan, who is no good under any stretch of anybody's measurement as far as I'm concerned, and that's a great question that you ask, frankly. Speaking of being no good, number 9 on the story list is the focus on Matt Gaetz and Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo may be happy that Gaetz came along to take him off the front page.
Could be.
Much as
I don't know.
Else.
Cuomo had the accuser who still is anonymous. So the only one, there's 9 of them, I think, and the one who we don't know her name is the one who has the Albany police investigating this. And she came out and gave an interview to someone describing how he summoned her to the governor's mansion. And as soon as she walked inside the door, he slammed the door and locked it, according to her accounts. And then it immediately kind of got too close to her. And she said all she could see was his big hand coming at her. And he started groping her her underneath her shirt, and he called her over for just in the name of helping him with his cell phone or his mobile device, whatever it was. So for a while, the story had disappeared on Andrew Cuomo. It was also revealed this week in the nursing home scandal that he faces. Remember, he said that he gave one number about how many nursing home deaths were like linked to the policies of him putting COVID-positive people into nursing homes. And he's not alone, by the way. The reason that they're bearing this story with sexual allegations is because the governor of New Jersey did the same thing, the governor of Michigan, and the governor of Pennsylvania all did the same thing that Cuomo did, putting COVID-positive people into nursing homes, which killed a large number of senior citizens.
Too. Yeah, a lot of states did this. It's
and so they're trying to cover that up because they don't want that to be the storyline.
Yeah, but why is he singled out? Why aren't the rest
because
of the
he lied
governor?
About the numbers. This
well,
is the
what
problem.
What about the rest of them?
I don't know.
Murphy in Jersey, where I am, he's not accused of lying about the numbers. He's being all of these governors who had COVID patients in nursing home facilities. They're all being taken to task as to why they did that.
A dumb move.
But Cuomo is the one, I guess, who either he lied or authorized Dr. Zucker, who is the health commissioner of New York. He's the one who's really kind of the focus right now. The New York Post has a whole big expose on it. So he's kind of the one who's taking the heat. But ultimately, you know, the buck stops with Cuomo. I mean, that's the governor. And so
part of it is that, you know, Cuomo said, well, I didn't know all of these extra people died. Well, now this week what came out is that he did know that his office had an accurate count of how many people were dying because of this. And they just chose not to share it with the federal government. And they didn't have to. You know, here's where I'll stick up, and I don't do it often for Washington State or New Jersey or Pennsylvania. New York had a Navy ship sitting there waiting to take patients. They had the Javits Center waiting to take patients.
But that was after, though, unfortunately.
It really wasn't. Look at the timeline.
That started after. Those people were already in nursing home facilities, whether they were dying or...
They had the resources.
But the timing, there isn't a lot of crossover there. Cuomo is not in the right here at all. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying the timeline of that, when the comfort ship arrived in
New York. It was
there
in April.
Yeah, but these people were in March. These people were already in nursing homes. They were already infecting people.
Let me move the conversation along by asking a question with regard to this $1.9 trillion spending bill supposedly to help people through COVID. Is it true or not true that the federal government is going to be sending families of people who died from COVID $9,000?
That's
do we have confirmation
in New York,
of that?
In New York, that's to pay for funeral costs. There is a part of that. And AOC, for her district, that was something that she and Chuck Schumer worked on together as part of that bill.
So just going to her district?
Well, no, but in New York was a big push for that because there are literally, this is so horrible, but there are thousands and thousands of deceased people who their families can't afford to claim their bodies. And so the part of that COVID relief bill is basically just to cover funeral costs. It's not like it's a payout to families.
No,
it's covering funeral costs.
There's a lot of question, though, on whether a lot of these people who were supposedly victims of COVID really were. The $2,000 bounty that hospitals got for everybody that they certified died from COVID, there's a real question there about whether that's all true or not. All right, before we leave number nine, I want to go. There's no reason or way that we can give Matt Gaetz a pass here, but I'm wondering
if... Oh, things have gotten worse for him.
Well, apparently...
he doesn't know how to use Venmo.
Is there a plea deal that's been offered to him?
No, not him yet, but the guy that he paid money to sex traffic, he's that guy, Greenberg. He just copped a plea, which
he was in trouble for other stuff. He held a position in Florida, and so this is what I think it's getting conflated. That's what they're working on with the plea deal. But in exchange, I think he's giving information about this case. Now, again, I think from everything I've read, it's still stemming from this alleged 17-year-old girl that they paid $900 to travel someplace to the islands or something like that. Matt Gaetz says that this girl doesn't exist, but if there's evidence, I mean, there has to be a travel log somewhere that can prove whether or not who's telling the truth here. I mean, this doesn't seem like it would be brain surgery to figure out if someone, I mean, you have to have records of travel, right? I mean, everybody does.
Right. So unless it's a private jet, and you know, which.
But even then, I think you have to have.
Yeah, picking up the mantle of Jeffrey Epstein very nicely. Yeah. 16 past the hour on the overview of what's going on in talk radio. We call it the Talk Radio Roundup. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you. That you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs. There's no stimulants. It's safe even if you're on medications. And it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments, or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. 18 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen. The people list does not include the name of Prince Philip. But probably would if we weren't doing this toward the end of the week. This is a week-long overview, but as we get to the week, end of the week and the weekend, a big conversation will be about the passing of Prince Philip in England, who has passed, what was he, 98, I think, right?
99.
And it was something, I mean, he's not been in good health. Wasn't he in the hospital for 2 weeks just a month or so ago?
Yeah. He had been in and out for a while, and it was like he just bounced back. Remember, he was in the hospital, everybody thought he was gone, and then he was out there driving the car around, and I don't know. Got to love that spirit to keep going.
Yeah, well, he had a very interesting life for sure. So the question that you were asking off the air, this is probably a trending question for social media as well. Should Prince Harry go back, and will he go back?
Will he, yeah.
Will he for this funeral? Why wouldn't he? He was close to his grandparents. I don't see why wouldn't he do that?
Will he be welcome, though? I mean, a lot of it will be distraction, all of this stuff. Well, the royal family cares.
Are they that small-minded? I guess, yeah, well, some of them are.
But as we learned from that interview, the firm, as they call it, you know, the whole machine, it's not even necessarily the family members themselves. It's the staff and it's everybody around them. It's a PR machine. And so, it'll be, obviously, I don't think he would be barred from his grandfather's funeral. He made it pretty clear he has no issues with his grandparents at all. I think Prince Charles is really the one that, you know, he has the issues with, and I think Prince William is kind of stuck in the middle.
Well, and if they are kept out, that's going to be a whole other round of really bad press for the palace that they don't want anyway.
Right.
Well, but how do they control, they don't seem to be able to control the narrative, or at least they haven't. To this point, very well. They all look like they're blackguards. They all look like they aren't really very progressive, and that they don't like.
Right. So keeping them out would be worse.
Yeah. Right. So, at any rate, the passing. What a colorful, interesting life. Although the other side of it is, one wonders whether he was cooped up and kept as the husband of the Queen. Could he do what he? If he wasn't married to the Queen, would his life have been different? Interesting thing to speculate on, but you can't go there because he was. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, we're back at 23 after the hour. This is the DJV overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Jay Kirshner is in charge of social media, and there are a lot of things that are on the edge, if you will, of a conversation that is didn't make it quite into the top 10. But there are a lot of people talking about it. For example, Netflix landing the streaming rights to the Spider-Man movies and other movies, Jumanji. So this means that they're not going to be in theaters, it's going to be on Netflix? Is that what
no,
this means,
No, they will.
Jay?
So Sony doesn't have their own streaming service. And once these, so that's why Netflix bought the rights for the domestic streaming rights. And these will stream after they have been in theaters and they have done their at-home release.
Where did they go prior to this? Where did all these things from Sony go heretofore before this deal with Netflix? They have a different place?
I feel like they went to the movie channels like HBO and stuff, and or not ABC Plus, Disney Plus. They've gone to those because Marvel is big with the Disney universe, but Spider-Man is Sony. So Netflix has the exclusive rights. A lot of these movies you can find either on Netflix and Hulu, Amazon Prime, but for Sony, Netflix is like, nope, we are the one and only. So after the on-demand viewing at home and the theatrical release, they'll go strictly to Netflix for streaming. You can't find them anywhere else.
Another trending story is this, the former NFL player who killed five people in South Carolina, including himself. That's part of, I think, well, that's another one of these things that's close to the top. I think a lot of people are talking about this, frankly, and whether or not it was the fact his family says he went crazy after he played football, and it's easy to blame football, but the other side of it is it's easy to understand why it could be that that affected his brain. So I mean, there's a lot of information about this guy and what he's been doing. He's a fairly young guy, right?
And some of his former teammates said that he was in the process of opening a yogurt shop. There were a lot of things that he had been talking about, not just what he was going to do in his future, but, like, the future was now. Here were things that he was actually doing and going forwards with. And the York County Sheriff, Sheriff Tolson, had said that right now, just none of it makes sense to any of them.
All right, next up here, in terms of what is all over social media, trending items, the Derek Chauvin case. Certainly the experts say that George Floyd died of a lack of oxygen. So how's this playing out, Jay?
Well, yeah, it's the question of the lack of oxygen. Was it drug-induced? Was it the knee to the neck induced? The medical expert is saying even the healthiest of a person having a knee to their neck for that length of time without any let-up would have suffocated as well.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm surprised at? That in terms of what's trending, there isn't more focus on COVID. There certainly was. Is it just old hat? Is it because so many people have... You know, there's even though it's
been it's been way too long a time.
And there, I mean, there are still people denouncing it because they don't know anybody who personally was affected by it.
Denouncing what? The focus on it? Or
no, that it's even a real
pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be one. I mean, I denounce not the fact that it was there or that it's a reality, but the way we responded to it, I think, was completely irresponsible because the toll it's taken has been far greater. I mean, how you value a life. But the way that this was handled economically in comparison to other circumstances that have existed that were similar, no one can quite explain to me how it is that we did what we did and actually got away with it. That is, where did all of this start? Did it start in the news media? Did it start with politicians? The fear and the way that we handled it, like, it seemed all of a sudden we lost control of our lives.
Yeah, and just how politicized it really even got.
Yeah, and it was exactly what I am a firm believer that this all started. The Chinese government was responsible for what went on in that laboratory. I think last week we were talking here on this program about how the World Health Organization whitewashed it and the rest of the world said, hey, not so fast. So it'll be interesting to see what comes out of further exploration into what we all know actually happened. It's 28 past the hour. More stories in People Focus.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Concerns growing over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Georgia on Friday temporarily shuts down a site where the J&J vaccine is being administered. That's because eight people who got their shots there got sick. USC Professor of Medicine David Agus on CBS News.
This is, you know, a really potent vaccine. And what we're seeing is some of those potency relating it a very rare side effect that we just have to be aware of.
Georgia now the third state to pause giving out the J&J vaccine due to side effects among some recipients. North Carolina and Colorado, the others. In the European Union, the J&J vaccine possibly linked to four serious cases of blood clots, including one death. Regulators conducting a review. Johnson & Johnson says at this point there's no proof the vaccine is responsible for the blood clots. Meanwhile, J&J will be sending 86% fewer vaccine doses next week nationwide. The reason? Contamination in a Baltimore lab where the doses are being manufactured. This is USA Radio News. Medical experts taking the stand Friday in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd. Dr. Andrew Baker, the chief medical examiner in Hennepin County, where Minneapolis is located. Baker testifying for the prosecution, explaining how Chauvin's action caused an adrenaline spike that led to Floyd's death.
And what that adrenaline is going to do is it's going to ask your heart to beat faster. It's going to ask your body for more oxygen so that you can get through that altercation. And in my opinion, the law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take.
Under cross-examination, Baker says Floyd's pre-existing medical conditions, including heart disease, played a role in his death, but Baker says they were not a direct cause. Congressman Matt Gaetz under more scrutiny. The House Ethics Committee announcing Friday it's now investigating the Florida Republican. This coming after the New York Times reports the Justice Department is investigating Gaetz for sex trafficking, paying women for sex, and having sex with an underage girl. Gaetz denies all of it. No charges have been filed. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. We're going over the charts for the week of April 5th to the 9th. The Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts from the DJV show's perspective. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Number 8 is the focus on the investigation of what happened at the Capitol. Jennifer, I don't want to let this go. I think there's a few more minutes, or at least a few more items in here. Louis Farrakhan and his involvement in what the most recent episode was. You said something, and I do wonder sometimes about our is it priorities when it comes to examining people, and how it is that this guy has gotten away in terms of the public forum with the kind of stuff, the grievous.
The Ayatollah still has a Twitter profile. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It just seems that when we talk, and we did earlier in the show about how Trump is building a new, or he's going to put his name on a new social media platform that's going to be about promoting free speech. And it's because the social media companies are in this really weird gray area. I've said it before, where they are private companies, but they are acting like a utility. And so they have the right to bar whoever they want, but people also have the right to question it. Louis Farrakhan has a profile on Twitter and Facebook. He is a known racist. He's a bigot. And he inspired the attack that happened, it feels like 10 years ago, but last Friday at the United States Capitol, where this guy, whether for mental illness or head injury, traumas, whatever he had, he was radicalized, and he was a big believer, a follower of Louis Farrakhan, thinking he's
a Messiah.
He
wasn't allowed in the group. But it's interesting, though, because this is kind of in the same gray area as you know, the Capitol insurrection, where, you know, some people say they were inspired by Trump's words. And, you know, Trump has not had culpability for this. The Nation of Islam put out a statement saying that this guy tried to be a member but was never a member, and so this was sort of like, actually to blame then?
Aside,
if you're going to give Trump a pass and say I'm just saying,
but I think Jennifer makes a good point when she says Farrakhan has still a presence on social media, but Trump doesn't. Right. I think that's,
well, that's a separate issue, and I agree with Jen.
But that's the issue that I'm making, because here's the thing. The guy who went out and shot up the baseball game, no one blamed Bernie Sanders. I don't think people should blame Trump for the same thing. My point is two separate things. Whatever inspired this guy, that's one thing, but Twitter reacted in one way to Trump, and they reacted in another way to Louis Farrakhan. Mm-hmm. It's not about who I personally hold accountable, because I believe in personal accountability. I think people, there are a lot of bad circumstances that people live with every single day, and not everybody picks up a gun, not everybody picks up a knife, not everybody gets in their car. So I think it's a line of demarcation. It's how the social media companies deal with that. So
In any case,
this guy, well, no, he drove into, but you want to tell the story, he drove into the barricades at the Capitol, came out, pulled a knife, killed a U.S. Capitol policeman by running his car into them, and then he was shot and killed himself.
Shot, right. Yeah. Okay, number seven, the situation on the border, which in my mind ought to be further up the list, but there's so many other things here. Does this conversation get lost now because we're so focused on other things like gun control and race relations in general? Why isn't immigration and race relations more or less the same thing? Isn't it kind of the same thing in a manner of speaking?
Race relations with American citizens versus people who are trying to come in.
People who come into the
country.
That's
disrespectful to American black citizens and brown citizens.
The reason that I think that it should be.
Disrespectful according to
them. Well, the reason I think it should be is that
I think it's disrespectful to put them in the same category.
The people who come into the country illegally are taking the jobs from minority Americans. That's my point, and that it
well,
has
that's
been.
An un- that's an employment. That's an unemployment issue. Then that's not race relations / the border.
Well, I think it's
that's
about
what
the
Doug
situation.
Is trying to put it all into the same.
Yeah,
I'm saying that Latins are being people from Latin America are being. There's a lot of prejudice that's being that has been and continues to be, at least in my neck of the woods, people's attitude toward Latins, Latinos, Latinas, who are taking jobs, getting jobs, come to this country, don't speak the language, they seem to be coddled. There's a lot of resentment.
That's why a lot of people in the black and brown communities do not support illegal immigration, because they take away, I mean, all of the benefits that were set up in this country for minority groups, specifically for black Americans, are taken away by people who come into the country legally.
Of all of the issues
let's
that
get
we
to the bigger issue, because this is so heartbreaking and heart-wrenching, and it should be at the top of the list. I mean, if we're going to spend time talking about Andrew Cuomo and Matt Gaetz, we need to be talking about this story, and that is that there are girls who are coming into this country and her being raped and sexually abused. I don't know if you guys, you know, I was appalled yesterday to do my little game of who's talking about what on cable news. And MSNBC was talking about Matt Gaetz and CNN was talking about infrastructure. And there were girls that were featured on this. It's hard to even talk about. There were girls that were featured on this story on Fox News yesterday, and a couple of people who were members of Congress went to the border to do a tour. And they met up with this group of girls who couldn't even speak because their voices were gone, and they were asked about that. They were raped in the middle of the desert, and they were screaming so loud for help that they still cannot talk, and it's been like a week or two that they've been in custody. In San Antonio, in the Coliseum.
It's a blight on our country. It's a blight.
How we can let this happen, and where and why people, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. If you've got women who cannot speak right now because they were screaming for help and no one heard them because they were being, and by the way, this was a group rape. They were being raped over and over and over and over again, and nobody came to help them. That's embarrassing for our country. That's an embarrassment, and we should be, I don't know why, how this is allowed to happen. In San Antonio, the convention center is a place that is housing migrant girls. There are stories of, and four legitimate allegations where the person who works there is being named, confirmed. There are stories of malnourishment happening in this facility. The governor of Texas came out, said we're trying to shut it down. The Biden administration will not let anyone in to shut it down. They tried to call Child Protective Services to get these girls who've been victimized in this facility
out. What's the point?
Child Protective Services was turned away.
Well, but why? Why would they do that? That's
I don't
the
know.
Question.
Why? Yeah. Is it a bad? Is it, it looks bad?
All right, we
got to
move on.
It's
number
ridiculous.
Six is our relationship with China. I noticed that they've handed death sentences to some of the Muslims who were the penalties for being a Muslim in China. Why would Why aren't they immigrating out of China, I guess, and going to Muslim
they
countries?
They can't leave. They're in concentration camps.
But why should they?
Well, millions, yes. Why should they leave? They've been there for thousands of years.
Wouldn't you want to get away from it if you could get away from it?
I'm just saying that's
China is not like our country or anything, any other country. That's the problem. I mean, whether it's a problem or not, the rest of the world is what I object to is the rest of the world. They're giving them a free pass. Go to some country in the Middle East and is basically a Muslim country.
But you're making the same argument. It's like saying, you know, we don't want to talk about the horrible conditions that people in South America are dealing with and why they want to come here. And you're saying, well, you know, the Uyghur Muslims should just go somewhere else.
I guess you're literally making the same statement
out of both sides of your mouth on that one.
No, I'm not. The whole thing about China and we're not repressing people to the point where we're raping and killing people, but I don't know under what auspices. It's certainly not the federal government. How about if we don't allow China to have concentration camps?
I mean, I think that's the solution.
Well, how do we stop Germany, though?
We went to war, and we got tough, and nobody wants to talk about that. But everybody's letting China slide. We go back into the World Health Organization.
That's my part.
The world needs help
because China's still doing this within their own borders. You know, Hitler tried to take over all of Europe, and that's why we went to war. It wasn't just because of what was going on in Germany.
Does it matter? I mean, we've gone into altercation.
Do we want to go to war? I don't know. I mean,
I don't want to go to war.
At some point,
but I want the world to know.
We're going to have to take a tough stand
and to be doing something about or having something other than just passive reaction. Even though the countries that have said the Chinese influence on the World Health Organization, and they're saying that the virus didn't originate in the Wuhan laboratory and wasn't done on purpose is garbage, and the rest of the world is focused on that. But to bring it back around to us, so the economy is number four this week. Our economy is being shaped by the Chinese, not by us, but it's being shaped. Our economy for 40 years has been shaped by the greed of these huge corporations that have gone to bed with China, and now they're getting it stuck up their keister because the Chinese are in charge. They've got they're cleaning our clocks, and we haven't got
they
the
own ins- Hollywood.
Apparently insight.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the insight to if you want to increase taxes to take the Chinese the companies that are doing business with the Chinese to task. By increasing their taxes to 28%, that's a great idea. And then turning around and incentivizing companies that are in China to come back to America, take their taxes and cut them. So why isn't there some leadership?
I think it's almost too late for that. I don't even think it's the factories in China. It's the fact, you know, we focused a lot on Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola this week with the voter rights bill in Georgia and all of this back and forth. China is, do you know how much of Coca-Cola is controlled by China? How much of Major League Baseball, the relationship that Major League Baseball has with China? They've infiltrated everything.
And
forget about pulling out of factory.
About farming. Everything.
Jen's right. At this point, to just issue a blanket statement of, okay, well, if you do business in China, then we're taxing you 28%. Because every single company, whether they're headquartered here and they make 90% of their parts here in America, there are 10% of stuff that's still made in China. Or if China is on the board.
You can bring
Look
it
at
back
all the radio
here.
Stations. We've talked about TV and radio stations that China owns or are part owners in. It's impossible. It's like
we're
trying
watching
to get the
our
microplastics
country wash
out of the
away
ocean. It's
before
too,
our
the particles
very
are too
eyes.
Small.
I wonder what my grandson is going to live with. And a lot of other people
happy
wonder
I don't
that
have
as
kids,
well.
Honestly.
45
minutes.
We talk
about this a lot.
Story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 5th to the 9th. As we go through the top 10, number 10 on the list is Mr. Trump launching his own media platform in conjunction with someone else, Matt Gaetz, and his problems with not with Andrew Cuomo, but he's got the same sort of problems. Number 8, investigation of what's happened at the Capitol. Number 7, the immigration problem on the border. Number 6, our relationship with China and Iraq and Russia. Georgia's election legislation is 5. The economy and economic initiatives, number 4. Gun violence and gun control initiatives, number 3. Derek Chauvin and that trial is number 2, and COVID and all the related items with vaccines and variants and that sort of thing. That's number one this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine. Yeah, all right. We get to a couple of the, we got to talk a little about Derek Chauvin. And I don't know, we've talked enough about COVID. I don't know that we need to get into that, but certainly there's a trial that should be in our focus, and it is next here.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
From Talkers.com and Talkers Magazine, this list is also, by the way, published at the DJV Show site, DJVShow.com, because a lot of the input on the two-hour countdown show comes from the members of my staff at the DJV show. So number 10 on the people list this week is Andrew Cuomo, for obvious reasons. Number 9, Matt Gaetz, obvious reasons. Brian Kemp is 8, Nancy Pelosi is 7, Kamala Harris is 6. What is she doing for the border is the question a lot of people are asking. Don't know there are any good answers yet. Mitch McConnell is 5, Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia, interesting character politically. Derek Chauvin is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Interesting that Trump is not on the list this week. And a lot of people wondering whether Fauci is worn out his welcome. Now, the points of view of conversation, courtesy of the review done by the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. All right, back for a couple more minutes here. The Derek Chauvin trial, the implications of the trial and what we are learning, the pre-existing conditions, drug use. Doctors say in the testimony this week, it looks like they had no impact on what happened to him. There will be people that will argue against that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what I've seen here this week is a focus on the police in general, back to those episodes around all around the country and around the world that have brought this to the emotional height that it is. And one wonders what we there a lot of talk about police reform, but where is it really taking place? Is it taking place, police reform?
Yeah, in Los Angeles, and it's not working. They cut the budget of the LAPD.
But see, cutting the budget doesn't fix it. I mean, that's stupid.
Okay, well, that's how they are thinking of reform. So $150 million, not working. The crime is spiking in Los Angeles. It's ridiculous right now. And also the new district attorney, George Gascon, who's super progressive, funded by George Soros. Now you've got people, I think I told you guys earlier today.
What does it mean, funded by George Soros? What does that
mean? He took $2.5 million to run his campaign for L.A. district attorney.
How do you get away with getting that much money from one source?
You can. Yeah. Welcome to politics. So he got it. He used it.
Isn't that illegal?
And he won.
Nope.
And he has gone in. He's already got a recall underway because he is reclassifying. He's taking away special circumstances. You have a lot of victims who have had gang members kill their family, their kids, and these people are being let out of jail in just a few years because of these policies.
All right. Well, there it is. Some of our thoughts about the big stories this week from Talkers Magazine. Get the list at talkers.com or at djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour. Time for Victoria and I, mostly Victoria, to go through the top five tech stories of this past week. We do that every week at this time. So at number five, it's the Twitter buying up Clubhouse. This is, you're talking about the register going ka-ching.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Well, that is over here.
This story really surprised a lot of people this week. So Twitter is already building a competitor to Clubhouse. Clubhouse is the social audio app. Basically, it's like listening into a bunch of conference calls. Essentially, it's not even really public. It's still invitation only at this point. It's also only on iOS, meaning it's only on Mac and Apple systems and iPhones. So it's interesting that the story from Bloomberg this week was that Twitter actually offered to buy Clubhouse for $4 billion. And this is before Clubhouse even really launched. And so Clubhouse turned it down, and the negotiations didn't really go anywhere. It was unclear whether maybe Clubhouse wanted more money or if they felt like they wanted to launch first and maybe they thought they'd be worth more money. However, the Clubhouse is now looking to raise money at that same $4 billion valuation. So they took Twitter's discussions and then they made it public. And Facebook is also looking to create their own rival to Clubhouse. And so it's interesting. Right now, celebrities, tech CEOs, mostly tech CEOs, and some, you know, regular people who have been invited into the app have tuned in and have hosted rooms. Essentially, it's very buzzy right now. People are talking about it. essentially, you're just listening in to discussions, and you can, you know, you can ask questions. It's not guaranteed that whoever's hosting the room will call on you to answer your question, but it feels interactive with, you know, Elon Musk from Tesla. Kanye West has been threatening to do one. He hasn't done one yet, but it is kind of interesting where Clubhouse is right now. To not even be public and to be worth $4 billion, it's kind of a crazy story.
Pretty amazing. Number four is a phone trade-in program. If you did this before, now it's time to revisit, perhaps, yes?
Right. The trade-in provider Gazelle, which was the number one online trade-in business for old iPhones and Samsung, any device, really, your iPad, tablets, things, laptops, things like that. So Gazelle was the number one go-to for millions of people to trade in their old phones and their old devices, and then they went out of business because a lot of other you know, internet service providers and cell phone companies started taking back their own products. So it kind of put Gazelle into a weird spot. They went out of business, but now, because of the pandemic, there has been, you know, a huge influx of people wanting to trade in devices, so Gazelle is back in business. So you can actually go back to the website, and you can do the same old trade-ins that you used to do. You might not get as much money as you would have in the past, but Gazelle makes it very easy. I've traded in so many devices through Gazelle. It's a really great website, and it's really easy to use, so I'm happy
Number
that you're back.
Number three, Amazon Music.
Yep, Amazon Music's mobile app is now getting a new feature to make it easier to use while driving. Car Mode is a simplified version of Amazon Music's interface. It features larger buttons, suggested playlists and albums, and easy access to Alexa. And so Car Mode is divided into two sections. The upper part of the top of the phone is devoted to playback controls, so you're not like driving and swiping through a bunch of different screens to get to what you want. So it makes it a lot easier to use as a hands-free you know, option. And so Amazon Music right now has 55 million subscribers. It's not as popular as Spotify or Apple Music, but a lot of people are using it. And Car Mode is actually available now in Amazon Music on iOS and Android as well.
Number two.
This is nuts. I just keep seeing these vaccine cards popping up more and more on social media. You've got to stop doing that. And tech experts are now saying, and cybersecurity experts are saying, please do not do this, because not only does it have your full name and your birth date, but there are other things that are on there, like the location of where you got your vaccine, the lot number, the type of vaccine that you got. All of this information thieves can put together. They piece it together like a puzzle, and they can steal your identity. They can open up accounts in your name. They can even take your tax refund from you. So this is a lot more serious than people seem to think it is. But yeah, stop posting these pictures. It's crazy.
Number one this week.
533 million Facebook users have had their data leaked online for hackers. So phone numbers, Facebook IDs, your full name, location, birthday, email, all of it from 106 countries. This is why we don't post things.
All right, there it is. A word to the wise is efficient. Top five items from the world of technology at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.